Welcome to your daily devotional for December 15th. The Sovereignty of God in Human Affairs. Psalm 75, verses 6 through 8. For exaltation comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is fully mixed, and he pours it out. Surely its dregs shall all the wicked of the earth drain and drink down. There is such a thing as self-determination of peoples and rulers, but that principle is only operative within the bounds of the sovereign purposes and providence of Almighty God. Exaltation comes from the north, from God in heaven. He puts down one and exalts another. World powers have come and gone throughout human history. Israel has existed as a people for 4,000 years, but the Lord has alternately exalted and humbled her according to her faithfulness, to teach her to turn, to repent, and return to Him through God, her Savior. The United States of America has existed only 244 years. Rulers we choose in a democratic constitutional republic, such as ours, tend to be a reflection of the people who support them. We cannot complain of lack of divine fairness if God has simply allowed us to choose sponsors of iniquity in our government, or if He has allowed us to tolerate a certain level of fraud in our electoral system. Sometimes, the Lord will allow us to choose our own judgment, to pick our own cup of poison to drain and drink down. If we are governed locally, statewide, and nationally by tyrants who abuse their authority, or infidels who support the murder of unborn babies, then we have judged ourselves. If this has happened, and it has in many places, there is but one solution: national revival and prayer, which begins with personal revival and prayer. It may be that the Lord God will lift up more and more leaders who stand for righteousness and call for Christian principles to be respected and exalted. If He does this, they will not come from east or west or south, but they will be raised up from the metaphorical north according to divine providence. May God bless America.